17 minutes shy of 6 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. This will be the final show of the week before we head into the Labor Day weekend, the extended holiday weekend. We're all very much looking forward to it. So many great events going on in and around the area. One of those events, Cleveland Oktoberfest, taking place this weekend. And here to give us some more details on Oktoberfest is Candace Tracy. Candace, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
Hey, Bull. How's it going on?
Oh, so far, so good. We are loving it out here. Really kind of feels like Oktoberfest weather outside with temperatures in the high 60s. It is pretty nice out here in Avon right now. Let's begin with some of the details of the Cleveland Oktoberfest with the basic who, what, where, when, and why. I was looking at the schedule of events you guys have lined up. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It looks like the weather is going to cooperate. This is great festival weather. And as you know, the gates open in just under 24 hours at 4 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, September 1st, and we're open till midnight. Saturday and Sunday, noon until midnight, and then Monday of Labor Day, we're open noon until 8 p.m.
Very, very awesome, and I know you guys are going to have a lot of cool entertainment acts going on throughout the weekend, but the bands are what I'm really excited about. You guys sent some really cool cover bands who are going to be there, including a Seeger cover band and a Springsteen cover band. What can you tell us about these bands?
Well, we go out far and away, and we get the best cover bands in the U.S., Bull, and we bring them here to Cleveland to celebrate the end of summer party with us. And like you said, the Journey Tribute Band, the Bob Seger Tribute Band, Faction, the Spasmatics, a Cleveland favorite, Post Road, Ted Vigil, you know, he's a John Denver tribute band. He sounds and looks just like him, and he's wonderful. On Sunday is Bruce in the USA. He's been voted the number one Bruce Springsteen cover. And we got the Diamond Project, which, of course, is the Diamond Neil Diamond tribute. And then Walt Sanders joins us on Monday for an Elvis tribute. And, of course, well, we've got the traditional favorites as well. It wouldn't be a good German Oktoberfest if you didn't have our traditional favorites and a lot of the local folks, including, you know, Fred DeWick and his International Sound Machine. He just got inducted into the original Polka Hall of Fame in Chicago. We've got everyone's favorites, the Chardon Polka Band, the Clabberheads. We're really looking at rocking it out this weekend with the traditional music and the good covers we have coming in.
We're talking with Candace Tracy about this weekend's Cleveland Oktoberfest. And how does that process work when you guys go out and you are able to get these bands to come in? Because you're not just getting a band or two to come in. You mentioned that you guys kind of search the country to try and find the best entertainment for this entire weekend. If you can, kind of pull that curtain back for us a little bit. Let us know how you guys go about finding these bands. Because, again, you guys really have kind of loaded up the entire weekend with a bunch of really awesome acts.
You know, the best way I can equate this is the good folks that put on this, that produced the Cleveland Oktoberfest. We call it our daughter's wedding day. And you plan it all year and just hope for great weather, and you bring in the best that you can to give your daughter the most beautiful wedding day she'll ever have, and that includes the music. We just search. We do a lot of research. A lot of bands reach out to us. And as you know, I don't know if you know this, Bull, but this is pretty exciting for us. Last year, we were named one of the 10 top Oktoberfest in the world. And just recently, we were recognized in German Life, which is an international publication, and they featured the Cleveland Oktoberfest as their feature Oktoberfest for 2017. And we're just really amazed all the time. And now we can actually boast that we've got the largest Glockenspiel in the U.S. You know, that's that two-story cuckoo clock that comes to life. And we just have a great time, and we just really enjoy what we do. And we go all out and pull out all the stops to bring the attendees of Oktoberfest. We give them their money's worth. It's $12. There's discounts still available online. Children 12 and under are free. It's free parking all weekend long. It's just a great time, so we give you a lot for your buck, that $12.
Candace, I like that analogy you threw out there earlier, the daughter's wedding. You want everything to sort of go as planned. You've got the entertainment. It looks like you're going to have the weather in hand. One of the big things would obviously be food, I think, as well, food and beverages. What are some of the things people are going to be able to delve into when they get there?
Well, obviously, back, you know, for his 12th year is Chef John Roberto. He's one of Cleveland's own as well. He's our official Oktoberfest chef, and I'll tell you what, Well, there's nobody that makes better wiener schnitzel than Chef Roberto, but his potato pancakes are tremendous. He has chicken paprikash, German potato salad. He makes up some brats and kraut. Also, he's in good company. Der Braumeister is back. They took a year off from the Cleveland Oktoberfest, but they're back this year. We have Smitsch Sausage House coming up from Columbus with those wonderful cream puffs that everyone likes. We have Ballatin coming back. We got Schnitzels and Giggles. We got the Schnitzel House of Parma coming. We've got it's just the best in ethnic and international flair that we can come by. And you know what? Not everybody's going to want the German food, or if they want to come back multiple days, they might want to try something different. So we definitely make sure we have some good eats for the folks who and the kids who may not want to eat the good German food. But the weather is always good when it's this cool and good fair weather because people like to eat. And when it's too hot, sometimes they just don't eat as much.
Well, good thing it's dinner time because I'm starving after listening to you go through that list of all the culinary highlights there, Candace. That sounds fantastic. Sounds like it's going to be a really, really good weekend. You mentioned also that, you know, you guys have a lot of entertainment acts, not just the band. So from an entertainment perspective, what else is going on besides the music aspect of things this weekend?
Well, the microbrew competition, we're hosting 19 competitors for best microbrew, both locally and from across the country, competing for best microbrew. This is actually sanctioned judging, but your vote counts because we do have a People's Choice Award. There's competitions, there's Miss Oktoberfest, there's the Wiener Dog Races, there's the Mossfuss Stimmen Contest, which is the Bavarian Strongman Strongwoman competition, and boy, we've got something we're very proud of is our Oktoberfest 5K charity beer run on Monday of Labor Day. It helps you burn off some of those calories, and it benefits the good folks of Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital, and I got to tell you, we're real excited because the participants who sign up for this race, obviously, you know, any 5K, you pay a participation fee. You pretty much get it back. Well, you get it back because you get a T-shirt, you get a goodie bag, you get into Oktoberfest for free, and you get your first Polaner beer for free. And if you dress in Oktoberfest gear to run in the 5K, you get another admission for a family member or a friend.
Wow, very cool stuff. And on top of that, it's going to a terrific cause, no question about that. So it's a feel-good experience all the way around, no doubt about that. We're talking with Candace Tracy from Cleveland Oktoberfest, and I want to ask you about something I was reading about the other day. You guys have celebrity keg tapping. Now, this is a yearly tradition, if I'm not mistaken. Can you kind of explain how that works? As far as I understand it, you guys bring in someone from the national or local celebrity list every single year to do this?
Well, I thought you were going to come out tomorrow night to tap the keg to get the festivities underway. We've
I'll
got
be there.
Talking to do. So we should talk about that. Every year we try to have, we like the local folks because that's who people relate to, that's who they see. And, you know, we've had everyone, Bull, from Robin Svoboda. Last year we had the good folks over at the Q104 morning show here in Cleveland. You know, everyone loves Munch Bishop. He has tapped that keg for us before. We've just had an array of folks. Some former Cleveland Browns players have tapped the keg for us. It's just a variety of people, but, you know, it's just a really good time because it really gets the festivities underway, and everyone looks forward to it. And we empty that keg, and everybody's given a mug to come out and enjoy that opening keg until it ends. And in addition to that, Bull, you know, we've got all kinds of things for the kids. We've got an educational pavilion. We've got inflatables. We've got a puppet show. We've got fireworks on Sunday night. There is just about anything that you would want. And going back to that daughter's wedding day, a gentleman once told me, he said, "Candace, you know, I come out on Friday night to enjoy the microbrews with my buddies. I come back on Saturday with my wife, and we have a date night and enjoy all the German wine and good food. And then I come back on Sunday or Monday and bring the kids." So it really is a family fun event. And the Wiener Dog Races, probably our most popular event attraction every year, along with the new Cleveland Glockenspiel. And we're very proud of the new Cleveland Glockenspiel that we introduced in 2016. We have the Toledo group dancing on that this year. There really is something for everyone, and we hope everyone can come out and join us. Like we said, admission's just $12, lots of special deals, and free parking all weekend long, children 12 and under free. you really can't beat it. And the weather is going to be amazing.
Yeah, the weather should be fantastic. Thankfully, Mother Nature has decided to cooperate for the weekend anyways. It looks like it's going to be very, very fall-like and very, very festive for Oktoberfest. Looks like it should be an absolutely fantastic time. Well, Candace, before we cut you loose, for our listeners out there, where should they go in order to find out more information about ticket prices, where this all goes down, and what they can do in order to come out?
For all the Oktoberfest details, including our VIP packages, performance and attraction times, along with the discounted ticket pricing that's available, they can visit us at clevelandoktoberfest.com, and that's Oktoberfest with a K.
That's clevelandoktoberfest.com. Sounds fantastic. Well, Candace, thank you so much for joining us here. I know you're really, really busy as we're less than 24 hours away from the beginning of what should be a really, really awesome weekend. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you, Bull, and I'm going to give you a four-pack of tickets to give away to one of your WEOL listeners. You decide how they should win it. Maybe then maybe ask them, what annual Cleveland Oktoberfest is this? And maybe if they give you that right answer, it's 13. Give them that prize, and I know you'll send me the information, and I'll make sure that there's tickets waiting for them tomorrow night or anytime they want to come throughout the weekend at our ticket office at Main Gate 5 off of Bagley Road.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you doing that, Candace. Thank you very, very much for that. And like I say, next year we get closer to Cleveland Oktoberfest for the 14th annual one. We'll make sure to have you on again.
Thank you, sir. Have a great evening, and I hope to see you out there.
Thank you as well. All right, that's Candace Tracy from Cleveland Oktoberfest. Man, does that sound like it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend, and it's looking pretty clear. Like this weekend, they're going to get a little bit of sunshine. There's going to be early fall-like weather. Temperatures in the mid to high 60s. Should be a great atmosphere at Cleveland Oktoberfest.